Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, amen. They say that all good stories are set in motion by one of two possible plot lines. A man went on a journey, or a stranger came to town. This story is the latter. Once upon a time, near a village far away, there lived an old peasant man named Ivan. He lived in a little hut with a small garden, a dog named Rubles, and a six-year-old orphaned nephew named Peter. Now, Ivan was not a bad man in that he didn't murder, he did not steal, he didn't tell lies, he didn't meddle in other people's business. But on the other hand, he couldn't be called a good man either. Ivan was cross and dirty. He seldom spoke, and then only grudgingly and unpleasantly, he ignored his neighbors. He never showed them any kindness, and he refused any friendliness that might have been offered to him. And eventually, the neighbors paid no attention to him either and let him go his own way. As for Rubles the dog, he was afraid of his master and never even went near him. He would follow him at a distance to the village and back and would bark at strangers. But he also drove off the foxes that tried to attack the chickens. So Ivan kept the dog and left scraps for him, but he never petted him nor praised him. Peter was a silent little boy since he was always spoken to in anger. He had no friends, as the village children were afraid to come around because of his uncle. And Peter was too shy to speak to anyone. So he ran wild in the woods and played his own lonely games. He too was afraid of his uncle, who seemed to have nothing but anger in him. And the little cottage, it was brown and bleak. The two windows were really grimy and stained. Wooden rafters were sooty, and all the walls and corners were full of cobwebs. On the floor, there were scraps from many meals and the mud dragged in from many rainy months. The hearth was black, the pot and the kettles were dingy, the big bed for Ivan and the trundle for Peter were messy and unmade, the table was littered, and the chairs were all half broken. It was all a sorry sight. And outdoors was no better. The door sill was broken, weeds grew everywhere, the vegetables came up as best they could, but there was not a flower to be seen. Rubles the dog was thin and dirty and full of burrs. Peter, he wore rags and his hair grew long and was tangled with the straw from his bed, and he was filthy all the time. As for Ivan, he looked quite terrifying. His clothes were as black with age and no washings as was his hair. He was such a fright that people never ever made eye contact with him. And when they saw him passing on the street, they passed to the other side so they wouldn't have to be near him. Well, one bleak March day, Ivan had to go to the village to buy some beans. And as he trudged along the road heading home, in the distance, he saw a man coming towards him. Now, Ivan was ready, as usual, to pass him by without a glance, but when he got closer, out of the corner of his eye, Ivan noticed that he was a stranger. And in spite of himself, Ivan looked full at him. And then he could not look away. The stranger was young, tall and spare, in rough peasant dress, and he had a shepherd's staff with him. And on one arm, he carried a sheath of white lilies. They're like the day lilies that grow wild in the fields, but only so fair and glowing as that they were dazzling to the eye. And Ivan stopped in his tracks, and with a smile, the stranger stopped also. While Ivan stared at the lilies, the stranger looked him over slowly from his muddy boots up to his dirty face. And then he spoke. "Good day, friend." And there was only silence, with Ivan staring at the lilies. So the stranger spoke again. "What is it you see?" And then Ivan lifted his eyes to the man's face, and the light there was like the lilies. And so he looked down at them again. "Those flowers. I've never seen anything so beautiful." "Well, one of them is yours," said the stranger. "Mine?" said Ivan. And the stranger took one of them and offered it to Ivan, who with astonishment and unbelief explained, well, what do you want for it? I'm a poor man, I have nothing." "I want nothing in return," said the stranger, "only that you should keep the flower clean and pure." Ivan wiped his dirty hands on his coat and reached for the lily. His fingers closed around the stem. And as he stood in the road staring at it for a long while, not knowing what to do with this precious thing that he now had. Well, while he looked so long at the lily, that when he looked up, he noticed that the stranger had passed on into the distance again. And carefully, Ivan carried the lily home. Well, once inside the door, he just stood in the middle of the room, looking all around at the filth and disorder, and not knowing where to put the lily. So he just stood there. And Peter noticed him. He'd been sitting by the dead fire alone and sad for the day. But when he saw his uncle, he stood up slowly and gazed in amazement, and he found his voice. "Where did you find it?" And in a soft voice, Ivan answered, "A stranger gave it to me for nothing. He told me this, though, that I should keep it clean and pure. So what am I to do with it?" Well, eagerly, Peter answered, "We must find something to hold it. On that high shelf, you put an empty wine bottle from last Easter. That would do. Then you must hold the lily while I get the bottle down. But your hands are too dirty, so go get some water from the well and wash up first." So Peter rushed out, coming back with clean hands, and Ivan carefully gave him the flower. But then he cried out when Peter put his face to it to smell it, "Wait, your face is too dirty." So Ivan grabbed a rag and rushed outside to the well, where he filled a bucket with water. First, of course, he had to wash the rag first, and then he came back in and awkwardly scrubbed Peter's face. And when he was through, he stepped back, unbelieving, as the boy with care smelled the flower. He thought that he had never seen that boy before. Then he remembered the bottle, and he clambered up to get it. But it, too, was dirty and clogged with cobwebs, so out to the well it went, and it came in clean and shining, full of clear water. He set the lily in it and placed it on the windowsill, and they both looked at it. Its glow lit the dim and dingy room, and as they looked at it, Ivan saw all of the filth all around it, and exclaimed, "This beautiful lily cannot live in such a place. We must clean it up." It was hard work, and it took more than a day. But the windows were washed, walls and floors were swept and scrubbed, pots and kettles were scoured, the chairs fixed, the table was washed, the beds were made, the hearth was polished until the long-neglected tiles gleamed with the firelight and the pots and kettles winked back. The daylight flooded in the windows, and the dark rafters shone in the shadows. And all the while, the white lily glowed on the windowsill. When they were done, they looked around them in wonder and with joy at their little house, that it could be so lovely. And then they saw each other. "We don't belong in a house like this," said Ivan. "Next, we scrub ourselves." And so they ran out and washed themselves up, because by now he and the boy were friends, having worked so well together. So they scrubbed themselves up, and then Ivan went into the village to get them some decent clothes to wear. As he was going to the village, he noticed that Rubles was still following him at a distance. And when he came home, he announced, "This dog is a sight full of burrs, too dirty. He doesn't belong to this house. He must be cleaned." But when Ivan went to Rubles to clean him, the dog slunk away out of reach and still out of fear. So Ivan put gentleness in his voice. And still, it took nearly a day to win over the dog. But with Peter's help, they washed him and scrubbed him and brushed him. After soft words and a good supper, Rubles no longer cowered and whined, but gazed at Ivan with a wondering love in his eyes. He wagged his tail and licked Ivan's hand. And Ivan felt a strange glow in his heart. Then he looked outside and saw the yard. "A house like this cannot live in a yard like that. We must clean it up." So they went to work, with Rubles sitting close by. And as they were working, the neighbors passed by and stopped to watch, perplexed and astounded, and scarcely recognizing the two who were at work in the garden. "What are you staring at, good neighbors?" called Ivan. "Come on in and see our lily." And they did, so pleased to be friendly at last with the old man and the little boy. For 7 days, the lily glowed and gleamed on the windowsill, and all of the life around it was transformed. Then, on the 7th day, it vanished. Peter and Ivan searched for it everywhere, but there was no trace of it to be found. But then Ivan looked at Peter's face, and he thought, "The lily grows there still." And when they saw the clean house, and spoke with love to each other, and greeted their neighbors, and tended the growing things in the new garden, each thought to himself, "The lily still lives, though we see it no longer. The lily still lives, though we see it no longer. Christ is risen. Do you perceive him, even though we don't see him? Because he is alive. And who knows where and when and in whom you will discover him. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen."